from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. One American and one British member of the U.S.-led coalition in Syria were killed in a roadside bomb explosion on Thursday night. U.S. officials confirmed five others were wounded. Two U.S. officials speaking anonymously to Reuters said the attack occurred near the city of Manbij in northern Syria. Britain's defense ministry says the British service member was embedded with U.S. forces and said the group was carrying out an operation against the Islamic State group at the time. U.S. President Donald Trump said on Thursday the U.S. would be pulling out of Syria very soon.
We'll be coming out of Syria like very soon. Let the other people take care of it now. Very soon. We're coming out.
The president was addressing supporters in the Midwest state of Ohio. Trump said soon 100% of the so-called caliphate would be taken back. 15 Palestinians are dead and hundreds of others injured Friday, according to the Palestinian Health Ministry. The violence happening in clashes with Israeli security forces during protests along the Israel-Gaza border. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas made this statement Friday. He said that I, faced with this sad event, must place full responsibility on the Israeli authorities for the loss of the martyrs who were killed today. The Israeli military said its troops responded to main instigators who were throwing stones and rolling burning tires. It was the deadliest day in Gaza, a self-governing Palestinian territory, since last fall. This is VOA News. Russia has fulfilled its promise to expel Western diplomats as retaliation for similar measures employed against them by Britain and its allies. This coming in the wake of accusations Moscow is behind the poisoning of a former Russian spy in Britain. Reuters' Matthew LaRotondo reports.
Russia has now fulfilled its promise to retaliate against the expulsion of scores of its own diplomats from Western countries by doing the same in kind. In rapid succession on Friday morning, the ambassadors of countries ranging from the Netherlands to Australia were summoned to the foreign ministry in Moscow. They arrived moments from each other. The ministry says they were handed notes of protest. Several told Reuters afterwards that they had been given only days to prepare for some, but not all, of their diplomats to leave the country. It came a day after Russia announced it was expelling 60 American officials.
And that was Reuters' Matthew LaRotondo reporting. All the Western countries involved had been backers of Britain after the attempted assassination of former spy Sergei Skripal. Russia denies any involvement in the incident. And more news out of Russia. It has successfully tested its latest intercontinental ballistic missile, the country's military said Friday. The defense ministry said the launch tested the Sarmat missile's performance in the initial stage of its flight. President Vladimir Putin had said Sarmat can't be intercepted. The U.S. government is expanding information gathered from visa applicants. A State Department filing Friday proposes to collect social media identities from nearly everyone who seeks entry into the United States. The information will be used to vet and identify them and would affect about 14.7 million people annually. The proposals support President Trump's promise to institute extreme vetting of foreigners entering the U.S. to prevent terrorism. A United Nations Security Council committee blacklisted 21 shipping companies, 27 ships, and one individual on Friday over illegal North Korean oil and coal smuggling. The UN Security Council has unanimously boosted sanctions on North Korea since 2006 in a bid to choke off funding for Pyongyang's nuclear and ballistic missile programs. Christians are observing Good Friday, marking the crucifixion of Jesus. In Jerusalem, pilgrims from around the world packed into Jerusalem's Old City to take part in the traditional Good Friday procession, singing hymns and reading passages from the Bible. I'm Liz Palka, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.